it's me. I'm back with another beer review today. It's an Adnams beer because I'm only doing a lot of Adnams because I guess my Suffolk, certainly Suffolk's best commercial big brewer, and they also sell mini casks quite a lot, and they do a good range of mini casks. The beer I'm going to talk about today is called Explorer, and it's one of the first kind of golden, or, you know, beers that use American hops. And they did this in about 2004. I've already done one recording about the bottle version of it, which is not bad. To me, it lacks something, even though it's stronger than the cask version. It's windy out here today. Let me get in the garage and we'll see what we can do. Now, yeah, so the bottle version is 5%, quite good. You look back in the audiobook archive and find my review of it. This version is in a mini cask. I've talked about them before, so just look for any mini cask reviews and you can find out the information. But essentially, it's cask beer. And it's quite cold at the moment. It's 4.3 in the cask, which this is. I'm not sure whether it's dry hopped. I would very much doubt it. But there was a really big hopped smell when I opened the the vent last night. So I'm getting some in here. Now I've been giving this keg a little bit of hammer today, and it really is quite good. It's much better than the bottle version. It's got citrusy aroma, not perhaps as orangey as the Ghost Ship. This is more on the lime front, I think, with a slight spiciness to it. A slight, almost, because of the Adnams yeast, a Belgian beer spiciness to it, which I get from Adnams yeast, or the beers anyway, especially the mini casks, because they're quite yeast, maybe a little bit yeast dominated, but perfectly fine. It's cask ale, and in a small container, so I've poured this now. Quite a good head and a big hit of US hops, Columbus and Chinook. And let's have a go. It's perfectly conditioned. It's a bit cooler than it should be served probably on cask, but I like hoppy, cold, pale beers like this to be served a bit cooler. And as I say, Adnams, along with people, you know, like, I guess, Pale Rider from the great guys up in Sheffield, and Fuller's Discovery, kind of pioneered this kind of beer with American hops in the UK. I guess, as well, Oakham had been doing it for a while before, but, the Pale Rider was Kelham Island. But anyway, I'm digressing. It's a really good beer. Grab some on mini cask. Adnams, please release a set of mini casks with one of the Explorer and one Ghost Ship. It will be a brilliant barbecue combination. They've stopped the Ghost Ship mini casks at the moment. I don't know why, but these two, I bought two from the Adnams Spitalfields shop, two Explorers, and I would have probably taken four home if they'd have had Ghost Ship as well, just because it would be a brilliant summer combo, but it wasn't to be. Lastly, I just want to tell people how to get to Spitalfields, the Adnams shop there. Basically, go to Liverpool Street Station, go out of the Bishopsgate entrance, cross the road via the traffic lights in front of the station, do a left, go along Bishopsgate until you get to the fourth down curb on the right, onto Brushfield Street, cross Brushfield Street, go down probably, I don't know, about 100 metres, then cross over to the left, and you'll find the Adnams shop to be one of the last shops near the end of Rushfield Street on the left. And it's really worth going to. The staff are quite helpful. And, advise it and recommend it. I can't get this stupid iPod to stop. Nope. I really like the Ghost Ship. I like the Explorer. On balance, I think I prefer Ghost Ship on the mini cask. The Explorer, I'm just glad to have it in the summer, though. It's perfect summer beer. So, as I say, Adnams, please, a mini set of Explorer and Ghost Ship. That would be really, really cool. And, go and try them. Talk to the guys at Spitalfields if you're in London. And if you're in Norwich, you'll find an Adnams shop there. They do the mini casks. Bye.